Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin gains $1,500 in under an hour as Bitcoin price erases days of downtrend. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as crypto analyst Rec Capital shares here, the 44 to 47,500 Bitcoin price area figured as resistance in February, August, and September. After initial rejection there, Bitcoin would break beyond this resistance to new highs. This was when the price area was a resistance. Now the same area is acting as support. And as pointed out here by Plan B, Happy New Year. 2021, Bitcoin up 60%, real estate up 35%, stocks up 27%, bonds down 2%, and gold negative 4%. Take that, Peter Schiff. Also, this just in, breaking news. SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce says, I don't understand why a spot Bitcoin ETF hasn't been approved yet. I know the answer to that question is called corruption. Just saying. Also in today's show, Bitcoin sees nonstop end of the year buying as 10,000 Bitcoin leaves Coinbase in a single day. That's right. Data from on-chain monitoring resource CoinGlass shows Coinbase's professional trading arm Coinbase Pro shedding 9,925 BTC in the 24 hours to New Year's Eve, as well as Binance adding 66,000 BTC in December. Also in today's show, Bitcoin has risen 7 to 36% in the first week of January each year since 2018. As pointed out here by Alex Kruger, first week of the year effect, Bitcoin returns first week of 2021 with 36%, 2020 with 13%, 2019 with 7%, and 2018 with 18%. Bears kill Santa, but have you heard of the wise men? Also in today's show, one catalyst could drive the Bitcoin price to explode by over 400% next year in 2022, according to crypto billionaire Brock Pierce, quoting him here from a new interview with Fox Business News. I would not be surprised if we saw a Bitcoin price next year over $100,000. It's even conceivable that it can break $200,000 for a moment and probably fall back again. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, hallelujah, Bitcoin and Ether back in the green and pumping once again, along with many of the alts. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and happy New Year's Eve. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin put in an early end-of-the-year flourish today on December 31st as an upward boost saw the Bitcoin price retake $48,000, as you can see here on the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin abruptly gaining over $1,500 in a single hour today on Friday. Now, a refreshing counterpoint of several days of downtrend, the move gave a taste of what could happen in the crypto market, where liquidity is thinner than normal over the holiday period, as pointed out here by I Am Nomad. Futures plus options expiry. Now, December's Bitcoin options expiry event, worth almost $6 billion, could have provided the snap relief. Traders argued this traditionally pressuring the Bitcoin price action beforehand. Now, a survey by the Bitcoin Twitter account earlier in December showed that the majority of participants expected Bitcoin to be above $55,000 by the time of the expiry. As shared here on Crypto Twitter, the December 31st Bitcoin options expiration will be huge, with over $5.2 billion notional. Where do you think the Bitcoin price will be at the expiry? And as you can see, 32.2% of you voted above $55,000. And as Cointelegraph reported, expectations are mounting that a flipping in ownership of BTC will see institutions play a more important role overall beginning next month. Professional trading platform Coinbase Pro saw almost 10,000 BTC leave its books 24 hours prior to the uptick. Now, relief spills over to the altcoins. With volatility far from absent on Bitcoin, the alts took the opportunity to follow suit, reversing some of the week's losses. Ether, the largest altcoin by market cap, traded at around $3,800 at the time of this recording, still down 7.2% over the past 7 days and below the $4,000 mark. And right here, you're looking at the Ethereum 1 hour candle chart, as the top 10 cryptos by market cap saw between 1.5% and 4% gains at the time of this recording. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Rec Capital, he updated us this morning. The 44 to 47,500 Bitcoin price area figured as resistance in February, August, and September. After initial rejection there, Bitcoin would break beyond this resistance to new highs. This was when the price area was a resistance. Now the same area is acting as support. And this was in response to his last update 19 hours ago, where he wrote here on the monthly time frame, Bitcoin has turned the February, August, and September resistance into new support this month. Monthly candle close above green this December confirms this. And checking out the latest from Plan B, he says, Happy New Year 2021. Bitcoin up 60%, real estate up 35%, stocks up 27%, while bonds are negative 2% and gold negative 4%. Hey, gold bugs, you should have invested into Bitcoin and stopped listening to Peter Schiff. Just saying. And this just in, breaking news. The SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce says, I don't understand why a spot Bitcoin ETF hasn't been approved yet. And I have the answer to that riddle. It's called corruption. It is what it is. All the other countries around the world, including Canada, have spot Bitcoin ETFs, but the United States is trailing. Why? Regulation, corruption. It is what it is. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin sees non-stop end of year buying as 10,000 BTC leaves Coinbase in a single day, as well as Bitcoin has risen 7 to 36% in the first week of January each year since 2018, as well as one catalyst could drive the Bitcoin price to explode by over 400% in 2022, according to crypto billionaire Brock Pierce. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and some of the alts such as Solana, Avalanche, Luna, Algorand, and XRP pumping and back in the green, while Binance Coin, Cardano, Dogecoin, and Hex are correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Almost 10,000 BTC left major United States-based exchange Coinbase on December 30th, and a sign that investor appetite is returning to the crypto sphere. Now, data from on-chain monitoring resource CoinGlass shows Coinbase's professional trading arm, Coinbase Pro, shedding 9,925 BTC in the 24 hours to New Year's Eve. Also, Binance adds 66,000 BTC in December. Like, whoa. The buy-in, which runs in contrast to rising or flat balances on other major exchanges, marks a conspicuous short-term trend shift. The latter half of December has been characterized by platforms such as Binance and OKEX seeing increased inflows of BTC, something commentators feared could be the forewarning of a sell-off. While such a mass sale of Bitcoin has not yet occurred, not everyone believes that it will stay that way. At the same time, the exodus of registered Chinese users from Exchange Hobby Global could be triggering a reorganization of funds, a more recent theory suggests. And according to CoinGlass, Binance is up 840 BTC as of Friday, while OKEX has seen 767 BTC inflows. Hobby Global has lost a mere 158 BTC, but in December as a whole, a giant 14,044 BTC has left its books, hinting at the extent of the Chinese user exodus. And on the monthly view, Binance easily wins in terms of inflows, now up over 66,000 BTC versus the end of November. Nonetheless, it was Coinbase attracting crack than pundits as 2021 drew to a close. As crypto trader Ryan Cantor and Clark shares here, Coinbase buying has been pretty nonstop today. Now, beginning in early January after the holiday period, institutions are predicted to re-enter the limelight when it comes to Bitcoin ownership. It is the end summary of the 2022 forecast report. Just crypto trading firm QCP Capital announced a flippening in the investor sphere from retail to institutional, quoting them here. In 2022, the first thing we expect to see is a major flippening of crypto ownership from primarily retail to institutional players, with institutions having a much larger participation. It stated, in such an event would see big players unfazed by the recent price action, with the Bitcoin spot allocations still outperforming assets such as crypto stocks in 2021. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin has risen 7 to 36% in the first week of January each year since 2018, as well as one catalyst could drive the Bitcoin price to explode by over 400% in 2022, according to crypto billionaire Brock Pierce. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.2 trillion with $87 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 40.3%, with the Ether dominance at 20% even. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Celsius leading the pack, up 14%, trading at $4.57, followed by Aave, up 10.5%, trading at $272, followed by Arweave, up 10%, trading just above $63. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on heading into 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 28 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 22 in extreme fear. Last week, a 41. And last month, a 34 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Some crypto market analysts are highlighting the potential for a green first week of the crypto markets in January as part of what economist and trader Alex Kruger calls the first week of the year effect. Kruger pointed out in a Wednesday tweet that for the past 4 years straight, Bitcoin has enjoyed positive returns in the first week of January, ranging from 7 to 36% between 2018 and 2021. In 2021, Bitcoin grew from 28,600 to 41,400 in the first week of January. Checking out his tweet here, first week of the year effect, Bitcoin returns first week of 2021 with gains of 36%, 2020 with gains of 13%, 2019 with gains of 7%, and 2018 with gains of 18%. Bears kill Santa, but have you heard of the wise men? And he also shares here, still expect a strong crypto up market in early January driven by fund inflows, then risk off ahead of the next FOMC on January 26th if the next inflation print comes too hot on January 12th. And someone asked him what happened in 2017. And Alice Kruger responded, to be fair, only 2020 and 2021 matter. Different markets. So do with those two data points as you will. Now, his optimistic outlook for early January comes from his expectation of strong fund inflows, which appears to be in line with the sentiments of Real Vision CEO and macro guru Raoul Powell. Powell said in a YouTube interview on Monday that he believes that the sell-offs on Bitcoin were finished and that January would have a strong start as institutional capital gets reinvested into the market. Also, Exo Alpha Chief Investment Officer David Lifshitz believes that institutions are still selling even with less than 24 hours remaining in 2021. In order to lock in the tax losses, it's possible that a January 1st week rebound could be correlated with this phenomenon. Now, fintech and wealth management firm DeVere Group CEO Nigel Green believes that December has shaped up to be Bitcoin's worst monthly showing since May of 2021 due to what he calls panic sellers practically giving away their cryptos to wealthy buyers such as Michael Saylor. It is what it is. He is bullish on the largest crypto by market cap for the long term. Green feels that Bitcoin can protect investors from global inflation and that borderless global decentralized currencies are the future. However, do note that not everyone is bullish on crypto in 2022. Carol Alexander, professor of finance at Sussex University, told CNBC that Bitcoin could tank as far down as $10,000 in 2022. Laughable, right? She is a skeptic, however, who believes that Bitcoin has no fundamental value that has already reached its peak this cycle. Talk about FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It doesn't surprise me coming from a major university. It just is what it is. I feel sorry for those kids listening to these stupid teachers, just saying. Now, a more informed take comes from Todd Lowenstein, Chief Equity Strategist of Union Bank. His view is that Goldilocks conditions, such as the COVID financial stimulus packages and low interest rates that benefited high asset prices, are coming to an end, which will have a significant negative impact on BTC and traditional markets in 2022. Quoting him here, Goldilocks conditions are ending and the liquidity tide is receding, which will disproportionately harm overvalued asset classes and speculative areas of the market, including cryptocurrencies. And before I break down our final story of the day, and I share this one catalyst, which could drive the Bitcoin price to explode by over 400% in 2022, according to crypto billionaire Brock Pierce. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. I also have a new merch crypto store I launched, which could be found at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. All the sales go to scaling and supporting the show. I also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net so you can receive the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikToks, wherever you're at. Be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Billionaire Brock Pierce is saying that the external factors will largely dictate the movement of Bitcoin in 2022. In a new interview on Fox Business, the Bitcoin Foundation chairman shares what he thinks could influence the price of the flagship crypto in the coming year. Quoting him here, I think more on external factors than it does even the Bitcoin market itself. I mean, we are printing today a massive amount of currencies in the world. What are we going to see in the terms of actual inflation? These are the sorts of things. He says that the volatile nature of Bitcoin offers potential big returns for investors and serves as an important catalyst for driving up the price of the digital asset. Quoting him again here, remember, this is an alternative asset and it's really one that isn't a hedge per se as gold or real estate maybe, or more so because it has more risk and a greater volatility, but also much more interesting return profile depending upon financial uncertainty in the broader global financial system. This will be the primary driver. And as to how he expects the Bitcoin price to surge in 2022, Pierce says that it is of high probability the Bitcoin can breach the six-digit level and even hit $200,000 per BTC, or over 400% of the top crypto's current price of $47,000 plus. Quoting him again here, I would not be surprised if we saw a Bitcoin price next year over $100,000. It's even conceivable that it can break $200,000 for a moment and probably fall back again. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Brock Pierce. And to watch this entire interview with Brock Pierce entitled Why Bitcoin Could Hit $200,000 Price Point Next Year in 2022, check the show notes below the video in the description. Also like to point out that Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, is predicting a massive 80% correction in crypto winter. So hypothetically, let's just say the Bitcoin price hits a peak high next year of $200,000. Expect a massive correction of $160,000, taking the Bitcoin price all the way back down to $40,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin gains $1,500 in under an hour as the Bitcoin price erases days of downtrend. Also in today's show, I shared that Bitcoin sees nonstop end of the year buying as 10,000 BTC leaves Coinbase in a single day. Also in today's show, I shared that Bitcoin has risen 7% to 36% in the first week of January each year since 2018. Also in today's show, I shared the one catalyst which can drive the Bitcoin price to explode by over 400% in 2022, reaching $200,000 per BTC, according to crypto billionaire Brock Pierce. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Vince J wrote, Michael Saylor is a genius. Pure, unadulterated genius. Much love, y'all. Keep up the great work, JV. God bless. And happy new year, everyone. 100% agreed, Vince. Pure genius and BTC MVP of 2021, along with Nayib Bukele. Happy new year and happy holidays, fam. And our next feature comment comes from B Styles, who wrote, JV, my friend, great show as always. The Bulls jersey is oh so dope. Shout out to my old stomping grounds of Chicago. When it comes to sports, we all know that the Bulls got more rings than the Bad News Bears. Same goes for crypto. Thanks for all you do, bro. 100% believe that this show will go parabolic along with Bitcoin in 2022. Cheers. Shout out to Chi-Town, home of the Chicago Bitcoin Bulls. Much appreciate your continued support, fam. Happy New Year and happy holidays. Now for our third and final feature comment of the day comes from Bruno, who wrote, I truly believe that we will see a flippening of Bitcoin and Ethereum 2.0 comes into full effect, but I also believe that they work in unison with each other, thus creating an even stronger overall crypto market. BTC and ETH to the moon. Right on, Bruno. Thanks for sharing your insights, fam. Pura Vida. And yes, Bitcoin and Ethereum to the moon in 2022. Send it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And I want to wish everyone a happy new year. 2021 was one hell of a year, but 2022, we ain't seen nothing yet. I appreciate your continued support. I look forward to seeing everybody next year, tomorrow. Deuces.